Satellites have returned. Now in July, the sun still shines overhead, even when it's totally dark at 10 or 10:30, making this the year's best time to watch them. You'll notice one crossing the sky every 2 minutes. If you see a slow-moving point of light, and it's not a plane, it's either a satellite or a UFO mothership. The higher it orbits, the slower it moves. A typical military satellite is around 600 miles up and crosses the sky in a couple of minutes. You'll never see a satellite going east to west. They're launched the opposite way to match our planet's spin, which gives it a 1,000-mile-per-hour push. That's why all countries launch from as close to the equator as they can, where rotation is fastest. We didn't pick Cape Kennedy because it's near Disney World, nor did the French choose Guyana because they like the wine there. Some satellites have a polar orbit, instantly recognizable because they're heading more or less south to north, or vice versa. It's the commonest military trajectory, because it lets the whole Earth be scrutinized each day. Okay, so it's a spy satellite. What can it see? Resolution of the U.S. KH-11 in the 1990s was reportedly 8 inches, letting passing satellites see you taking a stroll, but not notice your bald spot. A few years ago, I spoke with an Air Force spy satellite optics expert who discussed non-classified details and assured me that instruments virtually as sharp as the Hubble Space Telescope are pointed the other way, downward toward the ground. Because of atmospheric blurriness, even sophisticated enhancement techniques cannot identify individuals. Of the 3,000 payloads now in orbit, only some 300 satellites are large enough and low enough to stand out easily to the naked eye. They're typically the size of a school bus. Spend 5 minutes looking up, any evening around 10, and you'll see one, guaranteed. And they'll see you too, even if they still can't yet know you by name. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.